Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hello, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today, we're going to talk about job references. And our question comes from someone who's job hunting after working at the same company for a long time. Mm-hmm. This person's not sure how or where to get good references, and we'll spend the second segment discussing what makes someone a good reference.
This is such a great topic. I mean, having reliable, positive references is really essential for a successful job hunt. And at the same time, I could see how one could become complacent and forget to cultivate them. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info at mycrazyoffice.co.
All right, Logan, what's our question?
I've been at the same job for 10 years. It's been a great run, but I want a better job with more opportunities and higher pay. I recently interviewed for a very promising position with another firm, and they are asking me for references. I've never had to ask for references before, so where do I get them?
I mean, typically they should be from someone you've worked for, so you may not have, because if you've been at this job, maybe this was the first job, I don't know, but if you don't have references from past bosses, and by the way, a lot of people don't because their companies were sold or maybe they've passed away, they've moved on and they don't know where they are, then, you know, it typically should be someone that you have worked for, but sometimes colleagues that are in a supervisory role could also serve, or maybe you had a teacher who you did some work for. And, you know, I would stay away from friends and family friends unless you worked for them.
So that's a good point. If you perhaps did a freelance project or something for someone that wasn't a full-time gig, but they saw your work product, would that could be a reference, possibly?
Yeah, anyone you worked for could be a reference. You just have to make sure they're a good reference. You left on really good terms and they really liked your work.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't like to give references because if you didn't get the job, you could go back and sue them. So you can't really give a bad reference. What I'll do sometimes when the person, you know, I'm only saying good things, I'll say, you know, I think you should dig a little deeper. Maybe you should ask other questions. And they go, oh, okay, you know what you're talking about. That's usually a tip. But you can't really, if you're going to give a reference, don't give one if you don't think this person is worthy of a reference. That's for the person giving the reference. But gathering your own references, this is something you should always have. Always have a list of people that are going to serve as references for you because you need them, let's say, when you move into a new apartment, potentially. You need references in life.
So is that a question, Kathy, that you ask along the way as you work with individuals? Would you ever be willing to serve as a reference for me? I mean, that you sort of plug that in. You're saying that you should keep cultivating them all along the way.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. I mean, I think when the work went well, let's say, or you enjoyed working with someone, or you're leaving a job, you can say, I'd love to continue. I'd love to use you as a reference. You can always ask for that. So you should always have a couple of people in your back pocket that you know can serve as a reference for you. That's something you should, definitely be cultivating from early on. And when clients come to me for executive coaching, we go through a lot on who their references are. I mean, I might even call them and make sure that it is a good reference because you just don't know. So I put a lot of emphasis on this. I think it really matters. And if your references are fake and they hire you, that does not look good. And I've gotten into, I've helped hire people where their references were phenomenal, and then the person wasn't. They were fake references. I would not do this. Person will never get hired through me or the client again.
Right. So it sounds like the key here, as you said, is thinking people who you've worked for. If you don't have many to draw on, you can ask colleagues who have overseen some of your work at some point.
Right. If that's all you've got, because maybe your bosses, and I do know people that have worked in industries where it's fallen apart. The companies no longer exist. Mm-hmm. Try to track people down. LinkedIn is an amazing social media avenue to find people.
Yeah.
So I would try to find people that you've worked for, even if it was many years ago, and if they had a good experience of you, they probably will serve as a reference. But you need current references all the time. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you've got them. I mean, if I run into somebody who doesn't have any references, it's not a good sign.
No, that's not a good sign. And also, as you said, if you give someone who's a friend but really doesn't know about their work product, then that's a really bad sign.
Yeah. Yeah, if you only have friends or friends of the family, it's not a good thing. It makes you look inexperienced.
I like that idea, though, also of checking out LinkedIn, and it's also a good argument for keeping your LinkedIn connections ongoing and mm-hmm. fresh and knowing where people are going and where they've, you know, moved on to, so that if you need to draw on them again, you can. Mm-hmm. That sounds essential.
Yeah. I mean, I give references all the time, whether it's to new clients or speaking engagements. Mm-hmm. And I'm constantly refreshing them because I don't want to burn anybody out. Yeah. And mm-hmm. making sure that they're okay, and, you know, even sending a gift if it's relevant. Mm-hmm. But your references are gold.
Mm.
So I think some real thought with a professional should be put in for this person. Mm-hmm. You know, get somebody to really sit with you and go through all the work you've done. Mm. Maybe you were a CAM counselor. Maybe, you know, even if they don't call the ones that are older, it's a good thing to have a list of people that can vouch for you. And even if it was a small freelance gig or a part-time gig, it doesn't matter. Somebody who can say that you have a good work ethic.
You know, it's interesting because I'm thinking also just from a psychological perspective, sometimes people are afraid to ask for references because they're afraid they won't hear yes. And so it sounds like part of this is if you get clear about who are the people who would be happy to recommend your work, that fear of the asking would be diminished. So the two kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, and hopefully you're not going to overuse them because, you know, you're not going to get that many new jobs. So, you know, and people right. don't mind doing this, and many times they're never called, or it could just right. be an email exchange.
That's such an interesting point. We've often been amazed at the number of employers who never check the references.
It's amazing. And it's not a good thing. Mm. Not good. All right, so no matter what stage you're at in your career right now, just check and say, you know, do I have a good solid 3 references? If I need them tomorrow, I know that they would vouch for me.
That's a great homework assignment.
It is. Everybody should always have that. You just never know when you're going to need them. And you should, if you're a professional, serve as a reference for other people. If you feel that they're worthy. It certainly have to be worthy.
Reciprocity is part of the game,
I think it is.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, please tweet us at AskK2.
If you want to get onto our email list, please text us at 22828 and type in My Crazy Office, all one word. That's at 22828, My Crazy Office. And you can also follow us on Instagram at My Crazy Office. We'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit, but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks, wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now back to our show.
Welcome back, everyone. We thought we'd spend the second segment of our show discussing what makes someone a good reference. And I was just thinking about somebody I know. He's young in his career, but his first really great job, you know, he moved and, you know, moved into a new city and got a job in a new city, but he recently left that job and needed a reference. So the first boss, what it was so incredible about this boss is that his standing in the industry is very high. He's known throughout the industry. He's very active in the industry, writes, and he's so that reference is all, just that it's on his list.
Yeah.
Is impressive.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, while you're in a position of always, we're always updating our references, I think it's important that when you run into these people in your career, that you work them, you know,
yeah.
that you work the relationship, that they definitely get to see who you are, because that's an automatic yes to a future employer if your references are that high quality.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that someone who has good standing in your industry.
A name brand, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also thinking this is more behavioral, but you want a reference that's responsive.
Yeah.
Right? That they actually, when they're contacted, do right. respond in one way or another, and that is also current.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. by that, as you were saying, with this former employer, you know, that reference is still, the employer is still highly engaged in the industry.
Right. And you want to be sure that the person you're calling upon is not so self-centered that they're only going to talk about themselves, but that they actually can talk about you and have enough insight. So it tends to be a wise, more mature person that you want to use as a reference. I mean, sometimes we have no choice,
mm-hmm.
But whatever company you worked for, look for somebody that would make you look good, you know,
mm-hmm.
not just your past boss, if they're a little jerky, which we know some bosses can be.
So it's someone who's able to make it about you and not about them
yeah.
when they're asked for a reference.
Yeah.
I like that.
What else makes a good reference? I think that you're in good standing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had clients that didn't have any of that, so we never yeah. knew what they were going to say. That's not quality. I mean, that's scary.
Right. So you're saying that you know that this person is going to say positive things mm-hmm. about you versus it could be a mixed bag. Is that something you would ask a reference? I mean,
No. I'm also thinking it's a very good friend of mine, Christine. She, mm-hmm. While she was in school to become, you know, her master's become a librarian, she was the top student at Hunter College. And they mm-hmm. needed Mr. Califano, who was the head of, Secretary of Health, I believe, mm-hmm. under,
Carter?
I think it was under Carter. Anyway, she edited some of his work. Well,
wow.
Mr. Califano told her, I will always serve as a reference. So he is like number one. And no matter what job she's gone for, they're always blown away, you
yeah.
know. And you know, she took that gig and she yeah. adored him and worked mm-hmm. for him a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the reasons why she did it was because this is going to be good for me in the
yeah.
long run.
Yeah.
So I want you to think that way also. You know, whatever your political, that's irrelevant. But just, you know, so it doesn't have to be someone in politics. But if you worked for name brands, I mean, a lot of people only work for household companies because that makes them, you know, they like that.
Mm-hmm.
That works. Many times it works.
Yeah.
But I also think there's people in the industry that have name brands. So.
Well, I'm also thinking, Kathy, part of that story is it's someone who you know you've impressed.
Yeah.
You know, she knew that she'd done something wonderful for him, so she could trust that the reference was going to be a good one for her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if people called him. I honestly don't even know if they did. I think one did, but I don't know if anyone after that did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then she has continued to have, her references are always pretty stellar.
Yeah.
Because that's something that's important to her, and it's something that's important to us, too. I think ours are also.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that doesn't fit everybody's, you know, work style. Sometimes that's you don't meet people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's worth it to put a little effort in your industry, whether you meet them at the associations or the, you know, any place where you meet people in your industry, and volunteer to work with them so that you then develop these really stellar references.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're looking to find opportunities to demonstrate your professional capabilities to people who can then ultimately recommend you.
Yeah.
That sounds smart.
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we have references to people that are unknown. I mean, and they're still going to give you a very good reference. So it doesn't have to be, but I think to look at doing that is very smart.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that covers references in a very thorough way. That's the end of this segment. We hope you'll join us next time for another My Crazy Office. Tweet us your stories to SK2, follow us on Instagram, review us on iTunes, and don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.